New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 16,713 and a low of 8,825. From heading back to school, testing to isolation changes, there have been a lot of changes to the COVID-19 guidance in Ontario. The highly contagious Omicron variant has led to record high daily case counts in the province. With the province's testing capacity overwhelmed, Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore announced changes to who can get tested this week. The new approach, he said, is to focus on testing and case and contact management at high-risk settings. Here's a breakdown of what the situation is in Ontario today. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:30 p.m. on December 30. 213,945 tested, 2,038 confirmed, 402 active cases, 3 currently hospitalized, 1,636 resolved, 20 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil, B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 1,805 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 159 in Central and East Algoma, 52 in Elliott Lake and area, 22 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of December 22 states 4,996 cumulative positives, 4,339 cumulative recovered, 65 deaths, 8 cases currently hospitalized. Latest cases in local schools, as of 10:30 a.m. December 24, ADSB, Blind River Public School, 1 confirmed staff case, Boreal French Immersion Public School, 4 confirmed student cases, Isabel Fletcher Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Parkland Public School, 1 confirmed student case, 1 confirmed staff case, Pinewood Public School, 10 confirmed student cases, R.M. Moore, 1 confirmed student case, Superior Heights Collegiate and Vocational School, 1 confirmed student case, Thessalon Public School, 4 confirmed student cases, HSCDSB, St. Mary's College Separate School, 2 confirmed student cases, CSPGNO, École Publique Echo des Rapides, 1 confirmed student case. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's three-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 12:45 p.m. on December 23, 222,121 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 48.9% of children 5 to 11 have received at least one dose, 82.7% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose, 97,336 people have received at least one dose, 82.6% of the population or 86.3% of the eligible population, 90,442 people have received two doses, 34,358 people have received three doses. APH reported cases this week. Cases 1,719 to 1,818 were reported on December 27. Cases 1,819 to 1,858 were reported on December 28. Cases 1,859 to 1,922 were reported on December 29. Cases 1,923 to 2,038 were reported on December 30. The region's 20th COVID-related death was included in this update. Cases 2,039 to 2,135 were reported on December 31. More booster shot clinic dates to be added. APH says one-third of Sault, Algoma residents 18 and over have had three doses so far. Top doc confirms kids return to in-person learning January 5. Province promising N95 mask options for school staff. Ontario changing who can access publicly funded COVID testing. Most of the general public with mild symptoms asked not to seek testing. COVID-19 Ontario study of COVID cases suggests Omicron not as severe as Delta study found that after adjusting for vaccination status and region, the risk of hospitalization or death was 54% lower in Omicron cases than Delta cases. New long-term care restrictions start today. Here's what you need to know. December 30th, province pausing general visitor access, day absences. COVID-19. Ontarians waiting on back-to-school plan amid unprecedented Omicron spread, with the highly infectious Omicron variant driving similarly unprecedented virus trends across the country. Some provinces have decided to extend the winter break for students and keep kids out of class for longer. COVID-19. It's been a lesson in Greek letters, one variant at a time as the variants mutated, from Alpha to Delta and then Omicron. People began taking note of the 24 Greek letters. COVID-19. Province temporarily halts long-term care home visits. Changes take effect at 12:01 a.m. on December 30. Ontario reports more than 10,000 daily cases of COVID-19 for the first time. December 26, cases have been surging due to highly infectious Omicron variant. Have you downloaded your enhanced vaccine certificate yet? You'll need the QR code to access settings where proof of vaccination is required starting January 4.